Welcome back to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. The word and concept of robot has existed for at least a century, mostly in science fiction, literature, and movies. I mean, my first memory of robots, it's from the Jetsons, the cartoon The Jetsons. What was their maid? The maid was a robot. Rosie. That's my first encounter of a robot. Well, they have, of course, since become a reality. Robotic equipment in auto factories, and now they can bring you your food. And that's what we have going on at Missouri S&T. Robots are delivering food orders on campus. Caleb Thomas is with the company Starship Technologies, which owns these robots, and talked with Marshall Griffin about these delivery robots.
Starship Technologies has been transforming the food delivery business, the industry, especially with robots, as you said. We are currently building a fleet of robots in 5 countries across the world, but we're very happy to be rolling out on S&T's campus with 16 robots. They are about 99% autonomous. They function almost entirely on their own. The only time when a human steps in is if they get in a little bit of trouble, but that doesn't happen too often. They're fully on demand, so robots will deliver from all campus eateries, from Einstein's to a variety of on-campus brands, serving pizza and different treats throughout the day. We're really excited to get going. We started off super strong. We launched on the 10th of November, and we just expect to see more and more growth coming as students can actually use their meal plan to order robot delivery.
Use the actual meal plan.
Yes, they can use their, over at S&T, they call them DBDs. And so their meal plan that they purchased that they use to eat in the dining halls, they have that synced up with the Starship app. And just through the app, they can use their dining dollars.
You're listening to Show Me Today. This is Marshall Griffin. We're speaking with Caleb Thomas. He's the campus marketing specialist for Starship Technologies Midwest Division. Now, if I'm a student or a faculty member at Missouri S&T, and I decide I want want something from, let's say McDonald's, can I get a robot to deliver it to me?
So right now we have a specific list of participating merchants on campus, and that is contracted with our dining partner, with Missouri S&T Dining. So right now they have Einstein's and I think about 6 other locations that they operate. One thing that we love to do is if the community really loves our robots and it shows some potential there for growth, then we try to reach out to local vendors, people that may be off campus and grow into the community. But obviously, we're still in the early stages of seeing how the robots are liked at S&T. But anyone in the community can order with the Starship app. You don't have to be a student. So if anyone's visiting campus and they want to try out the robot delivery service, they are more than welcome to.
What is the app? And say, like, if I want to go visit Rolla and download this app, what is the name of the app?
Yeah, so it's on the Google Store. It's on the App Store, whether you're on Android or Apple, and it is the Starship Deliveries app. So if you just type in Starship, not to be confused with the other Starship floating around, we are the first. You can just go on the App Store and find it right there.
And also not to be confused with Jefferson Starship, of course. You know.
That's correct.
You're listening to Show Me Today. This is Marshall Griffin. We are speaking with Caleb Thomas. He's the campus marketing specialist with Starship Technologies Midwest Division. All right, so let's say that I'm visiting Rolla and I order something and I download this app and I order something and a robot delivers it to me. What am I going to see? How big are the robots? Would I be startled if I see it coming at me? Will it just look like a regular piece of technology? What do they look like?
So our robots are designed to be basically adorable. We want our students to accept them in this community and integrate them. Almost some of our students treat them like pets. So they're very well loved. They're very cute. They are not huge. They're not going to be looming over you. They're pretty low to the ground. They can fit, I think, about 3 to 4 bags of groceries. And they are insulated to keep food hot or cold. So they roam about campus. They can climb curbs. They go around the sidewalks using a variety of different proprietary technologies. One of my favorite things about the robots, though, is that when you place your order, you can actually order a song to be played when you open up your robot. So not only do you get a cute little black and white robot rolling up to you with your food, but you also get a groovy little tune for your day.
I'm assuming that would include Mr. Roboto by Styx.
Oh, that's a good idea. You know, we're looking at making some themed music months here pretty soon, so I would be more than happy to throw some sticks in the mix.
Well, as a former DJ, maybe I can shoot some suggestions your way. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
Long time ago, though. All right. Now, in the event that somebody orders some food and let's say, accidents do happen. Let's say something happens, somebody's not paying attention and a car hits the robot, or maybe there's a pothole, what happens if there's some type of accident, the robot does not make it to its destination?
Yeah, of course. So we look at all of those incidents on a case-by-case basis, and naturally incidents do happen. At all times, we have a robot assistance team that is operating remotely, and they're able to step in and control the robot if it's like stuck. Now, if it gets seriously damaged, obviously there's protocols in place for reporting that, you know, up the chain, figuring out insurance and everything like that. But generally, we don't see too many big incidents like that. But we're always watching them. We're always making sure that they're, you know, being respected and then also respecting the community.
You're listening to Show Me Today. This is Marshall Griffin. We are speaking with Caleb Thomas. He's the Campus Marketing Specialist with Starship Technologies Midwest Division. Obviously, whether there are accidents or even not accidents, robots or machines, and I'm guessing they require regular maintenance at some point in time. What type of maintenance facilities do you have for the robots?
Yeah, so generally when we're operating on a campus, we are offered a room on campus or a small building where we set up what we call a hub, and that's what we're charging. Some of our robots are even becoming capable of going in and out of that hub by themselves without even needing human interference. So we're very excited about that. But we have usually a couple of student employees on campus that are able to sort of man the operation there. We love to create job growth everywhere we go and really integrate into the community that way by supporting employment on campus. And so not only are students getting real life experience with technology, but they're also able to sort of network with the Starship team. And we find a lot of great people that way.
How does the customer interact with the robot? Are they capable, are the robots capable of speaking or responding to questions?
Yeah, so the robots are equipped with some voice commands. For example, if someone stops in the way of a robot, the robot will politely ask them to move. Obviously, we have a lot of deliveries to make throughout the day. The robots do say hello. They do say thank you. They're extremely polite. We have a lot of fun with that. Sometimes for holidays, they'll even say custom jokes or riddles or all kinds of fun things that we can do with that technology.
One very serious, important question.
Said, oh no, what was the question?
Okay, are you familiar with Asimov's Laws of Robotics?
I am not.
That would be science fiction author Isaac Asimov, who in a series of science fiction books, for those of you on the nerdier side of our listening audience, that would involve a certain rule of robotics that he wrote into several of his novels, in which a robot is not allowed to harm a human being, and a robot is not allowed to harm itself unless it is trying to prevent harm to a human being. It's something like that. I don't know the exact wording or not, but the movie iRobot with Will Smith explores a little bit. I guess it was going to be kind of like a joke question as far as, well, do these robots adhere to Asimov's laws of robotics?
Oh, my gosh. Well, their only job is to deliver food and to deliver it quickly. So generally, we don't have to ask that question. But as a Doctor Who fan, I always have that in the back of my mind as well. But no, our robots are very well behaved and very well loved on campuses.
Okay. And we don't have to worry about any of them behaving like Bender from Futurama either, I'm assuming.
Absolutely not. In fact, more people compare our robots to the ones from WALL-E, the Disney movie.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So how has the success rate been so far? And I guess roughly how many times roughly a day does a robot get called to service?
Yeah, so that just depends on obviously the campus that it's operating at and how many merchants they have available. We see a lot of coffee go out. So if a campus has an Einstein's or a Starbucks, we tend to see tons of coffee orders in the morning. So, you know, just like any restaurant, they have peak hours, they have off hours, but they're pretty busy most of the time. You'll always see them rolling around S&T's campus. And if you see one that's just kind of idling somewhere, it's just waiting on its next order.
And being a lot of college towns, you'll have students studying late into the night. Is overnight deliveries available?
So we're working to expand. We love when we have late night robots just rolling around, because obviously when us humans are reaching the wee hours of midnight, 1, 2 a.m. when students are wide awake, we don't want to be out delivering. So we're really grateful to have our robots who are always wide awake to deliver those late night hours. Like I said, we're looking to expand at S&T and make our service as accessible as possible to people, so that if it's, you know, coming up really late before finals and someone wants a bagel and a coffee to their dorm, they can order it and be ready to go within about 45 minutes or less.
You're listening to Show Me Today. This is Marshall Griffin. We're speaking with Caleb Thomas, the Campus Marketing Specialist with Starship Technologies Midwest Division. Why Missouri S&T? Does it have anything to do with it being a science and technology university?
It does not specifically have anything to do with being a science and technology university. We operate at a variety of types of universities, be them state schools or privatized universities. So we do operate anywhere where we are called, any campus that is willing to welcome our robots on board. We're willing to bring them and set it on up. So we are delighted that Missouri S&T Dining decided to partner with us. And we look forward to see what happens in the future.
And are you also at Missouri State University in Springfield?
We are. We launched there in September, and that's been a fun rollout. That's another one of the campuses that I oversee. And it's been really cool to see, you know, within such a short amount of time, two campuses in Missouri, and, you know, we'll see what happens next.
Any ideas or any plans to expand to the big university, Mizzou?
Nothing to announce as of now. As I mentioned, we're always willing to come where we're welcome. But yes, nothing to report on at the moment.
That was Caleb Thomas. He's the Campus Marketing Specialist with Starship Technologies Midwest Division, and they have just introduced robot food delivery services onto the campus of Missouri Science and Technology in Rolla. You're listening to Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.